is a quote from Robert Schaeffer's Red Ink, Dictatorship and the Development of Capitalism in China, 1949 to the present, published in 2012. After the regime cleared the cities of 20 million workers during the Great Leap Forward from 1958 to 1960, Mao boasted to a colleague that, quote, "We have 20 million people at our beck and call. What political party other than the ruling Chinese Communist Party could have done it?" Unquote. When Mao said this, perhaps giddy with the power of it, 20 million at his beck and call, could he foresee the gaseous quality of the heads of Plato's tribe, who in a mere two decades leashed the world by simple means of debt, could at a whim decide who benefits and who pays the dearest price, and who could then imagine of themselves that they were gods, and we kept looking narrowly, survival hoops placed derisively before our eyes and in our paths, kept jumping and kept fearing we might fail, not clear the ring with skin intact, too focused on the just before our eyes to think of looking back and seeing the hoary hand of power clutching its worn reins tied round the world. But many now are seeing through this play of mirrors and mind games, and seeing that the way out of the maze is to mate our steps together and let rhythm take its course, work its counter magic on the narrow aims and mean ambition, on the gross and graceless, all-consuming, sad malevolence of power. To rebuild our freedom, we have to rebuild ourselves, starting with the building block thoughts on up. And to rebuild ourselves, we have to recover our communal nature, our knowledge of ourselves as Earth. Till next week, peace.